再次的欢迎每一位，欢迎 Zoom 上面的每一位。
Once again, we welcome all including those who join us through Zoom.
It is really amazing.
真的是很奇妙。
我用中文讲，非常的奇妙。
It's amazing.
昨天和今天我自己翻回了一下属灵日记。
So yesterday and today, I read through my spiritual journals.
从1999年到2014。你没有发预言的时候，我把它全部一个字不落都给写下。
So back then I can take down notes like in a very fast manner. Usually when Pastor Yimiu give out a prophecy, I was able to like jot it down like really quickly.
现在好像不行了。
It seems that I cannot do it anymore now.
那时候我看的就是我们在一起同工会的、祷告会的、牧者聚会的。好多的那个记录在那里。
So I have a lot of recordings from the through the prayer meetings, the leaders meetings, and like I have a lot of records.
也记录很多我跟神我在祷告时候圣灵感动我写下来的。
And also a lot of records about me and when I pray with God.
今天早上我就是把一些过去的这个记录呢照照片发给一位姐妹，现在她不在我们中间，但是过去在我们中间，我就鼓励她。
So I took some of the pictures and I sent it over to one of our sister who used to be in our church. She's no longer here. I just sent it off to her.
那个时候我们祷告的时候呢，就有弟兄姐妹看到很多的异象，异象很多，我都会记录下来。或者看到甚至天空中写的字啊、意象啊、异梦啊。
So back then I have a lot of spiritual visions and also spiritual dreams, and sometimes I see like words written on the side.
By a lot of people.
By a lot of people, so I just write it down. I wrote it down.
那就是看到这些非常吃惊的是什么呢？那个姐妹看到的意象，关于她自己的，关于我的。都实现了。
So what is so amazing is that the sister what she saw in her vision about herself and also about me it all came to pass.
那其实有很多的我看不过来，但是我就写信鼓励她，因为我看到在这许多年里面，她怎么样挣扎在灵里面挣扎，但是那神同时和她同在，一祷告她就看到清楚的意象。
So I didn't go through all of it, but we can see through her, even though she struggled spiritually, but a lot of things that she saw in the visions all came to pass.
但是在2003年的时候，我就看到这些异象，听到神讲这些话，关于她跟她现实的生活对比的话，好像非常遥远，是不可能的事情。
So back in 2003, when she received the visions about her and her husband, like.Those things seem so far away from their lives.
事实上，她好多时候自己也不相信。
So, actually, her herself did not believe as well.
但是现在都实现。
However, it all came to pass now.
所以我今天想起来，我就照一些照片发给她。这是你当时看到关于你自己的一些，这是你当时看到关于我的一些，我把它记录下来。
So when I remember it today, so I just took a picture and sent it off to her. And then I reminded her that this is what you see in your vision about yourself, about your husband.
那当时其实还有我应该感谢主，就是才拍阿姆和温迪有一个阶段，他们两个人看到很多的异象，鼓励我很多。
And also I want to give thanks to the Lord for Alvin and also Wendy. So because back then, during a period of time, they see a lot of, receive a lot of visions from the Lord.
我是否找到安娜的一些东西，可能找不到。可能你那时候跟达斯汀的谈恋爱搞不清楚，找不到。找到一点点。
主把我藏在肚里。 So I tried to look through things about Anna, but I couldn't see. Maybe she was busy dating the sin back then.
那这样子，我看到就是大家看到那个意象啊，甚至关于我的一些意象，关于暗牧的日期，有一个弟兄很早以前就看到，我写在那里。
什么日期？
暗牧的日期。
暗牧的日期 ，OK。Yeah, and then I see the visions about myself. That was amazing.
Not me. Somebody.
Somebody else saw visions about me, including the day that when I was
going to be ordained by the pastor. 所以我非常非常的震撼。昨天在睡觉的时候，我就觉得心里面非常的感恩。
So I was really shocked, and before I slept, I felt really grateful to the Lord.
有很多很多。王医生讲，告诉我怎么样带我的太太。我常常问怎么样带我的太太。
So there's a lot of more things, including that what God told me about how I should treat my wife. Because I asked the Lord a lot about how should I, you know, like treat my wife.
当然，最多的一句话神说，你很简单，你就爱她就对了。
So most words I received from the Lord is that, like, simply put, just to love her.
要接纳他，爱他就可以了。
So it's not very important.
没有那么复杂。
So there's nothing more complicated than that.
那我讲到这些呢，我就觉得今天是要讲一个信息，就是要借力进入安息。
So today I felt the Lord want me to talk about this topic about how we should forcefully enter into rest.
那就是说借力进入安息，听起来是非常矛盾的一件事情。
So forcefully.Enter into a rest sounds like a contradictory thing.
这句话出现在哪里呢？在这个希伯来书第四章。
So it is in Hebrews chapter 4.
十一节。
Verse 11.
说 let us, 就是这里讲到呢，中文就是，所以我们务必借力进入那安息。
So let us therefore make every effort to enter the rest.
免得有人去那不信从的样子跌倒了。
So that no one will fall by following their example of disobedience.
那今天我回过头看的话呢，好多东西我真的能够进入安息，能够放下。
So when I look back, I felt that in a lot of things I can enter into that rest.
安息就是说，真的我相信神，在这个事情上，神在做主，神在掌权。神一定会成就，我不用担心，我也不用去害怕，也不用去用我的手要去挣扎。
So to enter into rest is to let God and so that oh that was very wrong. Can you say that?
I forgot. 就是说神会成就，神在掌权。
So God is in control. So God is going to accomplish. I do not need to struggle.
对，但是呢，这里讲一个很矛盾。话就是要借力进入安息，那进入安息用借力好像要有很多安息，是不是
？But here it seems quite contradictory because it says we have to make every effort into the rest. So making an effort meaning it seems very unresting.
那弟兄姐妹，进入安息是需要努力的。
So brother and sister, you need to make effort in order to enter into the rest.
那我们来看看这一段圣经，就是特别讲到我们要进入安息，从这个第三章第七节到这个第四章最后，我们来读一下。我请安娜来读一下中文和英文，好吗
？So we're gonna read from Hebrews chapter 3:7 to chapter 4，end of chapter 4 吗
？Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 圣灵有话说，我读。英文吗？都读吗？
你都读吧。
OK， 圣灵有话说：你们今日若听他的话 ，So as the Holy Spirit says today, if you hear His voice， 就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。Do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert。在那里，
对，我读中文，你读英文。
OK， 好的。
第九节，在那里，你们的祖宗试探我。并且观看我的作为有四十年之久。
Where your father tested and tried me for the 40 years, saw what I did.
所以我样仿那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
This is why I was angry with that generation, and I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways.
我就在怒中起誓，说他们断不可进入我的安息。
So I declare an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人从这不幸的恶心把永生神离弃了。
See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God.
总要趁着很有精神，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就感应了。
But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
我们若见起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end of confidence we had at first.
经常说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。
As has just been said, today if you heard his voice, do not harden your heart as you did in the rebellion.
那是听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？
Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt?
神四十年之久，不样当谁呢？又样当谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪死守倒在旷野的人吗？
And with whom he was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the desert?
又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是向那些不幸存的人吗？
And to whom did God swear that they would never enter into his rest, even not to those who disobeyed?
这样看来，他们不进入安息，是因为不幸的缘故了。
So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
我们既能留下有进入他安息的应许，就当为居，免得我们中间会有人是不是赶不上来。
Therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异。因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine with faith.
当我们已经相信的人得以进入了安息，正如神所说，我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
Now we who have believed entered the rest, just as God has said, so I declare an oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest, and yet his work has been finished since the creation of the world.
论到第七日，有一次说到第七日，神就歇了他一切的功。
For somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in these words, and on the seventh day God rested from all his work.
又有一次说他们断不可进入我的安息。
And again, in the passage above, he says, "They shall never enter my rest."
既有必进安息的人，哪像前听见福音的？因为不信从，不得进去。
It still remains that some will enter the rest, and those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience.
所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如以上所引的说，你们今日若听他的话。就不可硬着心。
Therefore, God again set a certain day, calling it today, when a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts.
若是约书亚叫他们向了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子。
For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day.
这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息被神的子民存留。
There remains.Then the Sabbath rest for the people of God.
因为那进入安息的乃是卸了自己的功，正如神卸了他的功一样。
For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from his own work, just as God did from his.
Yes, 所以我们务必借力进入那恩席，免得有人学那不幸存的样子跌倒了。
Let us therefore make every effort to enter the rest, so that no one will fall by the following the example of disobedience.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切连刃的剑都更快，甚至红玉灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入跑开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even dividing souls and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart.
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主面前都是赤裸敞开的。
Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him, to whom we must give account.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是他的儿子，神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到使人的宝座前，唯要得怜悯、怜恤、蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
这是很长的一段圣经。
It's a long passage in the Bible.
其实重点呢非常的清楚，就是我们要进入安息。
But the main thing is we have to enter into this rest.
那进入安息的一个条件是什么呢？就是要有信心。
So what is the premises in order to enter into rest is to have faith.
那这里也讲到一个反面的例子，就是说以色列人当时在旷野里。不能进入安息，原因是什么呢？原因是不信。
And also, he gave an example of why the Israelites in the desert was not able to enter into the rest because of their unbelief.
那所以呢，就是我们进入安息是非常重要。那进入安息的一个条件呢是信心，要信。
So it is important for us to enter rest. There is a must do in order to enter the rest.That is to have faith.
那事实上呢，这个过程，我们信仰的一个过程是一条道路。
So our faith journey is a way.
那因为是一条道路呢，所以我们在成有一个成长的过程。
Because it is a journey, then there is a way that you have to grow into it.
那所以我们有时候说这个真理进到我们的脑子里面呢，其实明白或者记起来都是很容易的，但是新出来呢好像是不容易的。
So when truth came into our brain, if we remember it is actually quite easy for us, but however when we exercise it out, it takes some time.
那所以这里呢特别的讲到什么呢，就是我们有一位大祭司，就是耶稣基督呢，他是体恤我们的软弱，体恤我们的软弱，他方式受过试探，跟我们一样，那能够体恤我们的软弱，我们可以来到他的面前。
So here it mentioned that we have a priest who has been tempted just like us, and he knows that our weaknesses.
所以今天当我们看我们自己的时候呢，其实我们。没有进入安息，信心小都不是问题。
So if you look at yourself, if you have no faith, or if you cannot enter into the rest, to God it is not a problem at all.
那所以在这条路上面呢，最主要的是什么呢？就是信心要和这个我们听见的道呢要调和起来。
So faith has to be mixed with.The words that we heard from the Lord.
但是这个信心要和道调和起来，也需要信心。
But in order to mix your faith with the word of God, still we will need faith in order to do that.
所以呢，我们就是需要耶稣。这个希伯来书一书讲到呢，就是耶稣这位大祭司呢，在哪里，随时要来帮助我们。
So that's why we need to have a high priest. So in Hebrews, it's constantly talking about Jesus as the high priest. He will be help us in time of our need.
那我就想想，就是我这两天看那个受刑的日记，我看有些东西过去这个。当时是写下来，好像很清楚，但是又不懂。
So when I read through my spiritual journals, so for the things that I wrote it down, even though that is unclear to me, is I don't understand what I wrote.
有时候看起来很清楚，但是又不清楚。
So sometimes it seems very easy to understand, and yet I don't fully understand.
那有些事情呢，我们很快懂得怎么样去顺服它；有些我们不懂得顺服。
There are things that are very easy for us to submit to. However, there are also things it's very hard for us to, you know, understand and submit.
那事实上，我发现呢，就是我们这个那些过去一些意象啊，神给我们的呢，有些东西为什么没有成就呢？我发现就是我们没有顺服。
So when I read through the visions that we had, the prophecy that we have, how come like some of them did not come to pass?I felt that it is because of our lack of faith.
那有时候我们特别体贴我们的感觉。
A lot of times we will take, ourselves, our feelings, more seriously.
所以我们就会被感觉带着走。
So we will lead by our emotions.
那神可能讲的说，这个人，你们两个人的关系非常重要，但是撒旦在攻击我们的关系的时候，我们就觉得这个人很讨厌，
so,
就跟着感觉走，最后就不能进关系。
So for example, that when God warned you that, okay, your relationship will be tempted by the Satan, and for some reason I will feel like, oh, I don't want to be with this person. And so our emotion kind of, you know, lead us.
还有些情况呢，好像那些过去发的一些预言呢，没有实现，是因为我们不能放下我们自己的好多的想法和看法。
Also, when for the prophecy that was not able to come to pass, it is because we cannot let go of our own feelings and decisions.
但是我们奉献神的话语、圣经的话语，看到异象啊，就是很 exciting.
So when we back then when we see the visions, when we share the word of God, it felt exciting.
到过后呢，好多时候我们会忘记它。忘记了以后就按我们自己以前的做法继续去做事情。
However, later on we forgot, and then we started to follow the ways of from the past, and you know, follow our own feelings again.
所以呢，中间就会走很多的弯路。
That's why in between we will walk into like many other paths, different paths.
有些事情是神所希望做成的，就没有做成。
So there are things that God wanted to accomplish.
当然，神所命定的一些东西呢，他还是会做成。
Of course, when things are ordained by God, He is going to accomplish it, like no matter what.
那这里面有一个奥秘，就是说，有时候我们说神说的，他必然要做成；有时候说神说的一些东西，我们不顺服就做不成。
So there is a mystery that sometimes we say, if God ordains, He is going to accomplish it, and sometimes we will say, okay, if we do not submit.These things will not happen.
其实呢，这两个神都做。
Actually, God works in both ways.
就像圣经里面，有些事情不管人多软弱，神都要做成。
So because in the Bible, no matter how weak people are, God is going to accomplish no matter what.
就像这个发生在摩西、约瑟、亚伯拉罕和大卫身上的事情，包括保罗。
Like the things that happened to Moses, to David, to Joseph, and also to Paul.
但是有些事情呢，因着人的不顺服呢，就不能做成。就像扫罗王，扫罗王本来是被神拣选，但是呢，下面神就把他废掉了。
However, there are also instances when you do not submit, God will not do the things in your life. For example, King Saul, he was ordained to be a king. However, because of disobedience, he wasn't able to, you know, keep the throne.
其实这些呢并不矛盾，因为神要的是信心。
So, actually, all these things do not contradict each all itself because God wants us to have faith.
信心呢是你和我看不见的。
So faith is something invisible to our eyes.
只有神知道。
Only God knows.
那所以呢，就是说这个过程里面呢，神要我们有信心。
That's why in this process, in this journey, God wants us to have faith.
所以这里讲到呢，以色列人在旷野里面不能进入安息，是因为呢，他们缺乏信心。
So that's why it says here that when the Israelites was not able into the rest because of their unbelief.
圣经又说他们没有做很多事情。圣经说他们不做事情，说他们没有信心。
God did not say that they didn't work, but God said they did not believe.
其实他们呢，就做了不该做的事情，多做了事情。
Actually, they did more than they are required to do.
你如果回顾这个以色列人在旷野里面四十年跟着摩西，究竟哪些事情不讨神的喜悦呢？是他们多做了事情。
So when you read about when they ran from the Egypt to the desert, so they actually did a lot of things that God did not require them to do.
你知道在旷野里面四十年呢，他们不能种地，天上降马拿下来，就是他们非常的清闲，就是天天都在度假，因为他不需要种地，对不对？也不需要去打鱼，旷野里面没有鱼可以打，对不对？也不需要砍柴，旷野里面没有柴可以砍，也不需要种地，没有地可以种，天上降马呢，天天吃神供给的，所以他们过清闲的日子。
So for 40 years in the desert, they were not required to do farming. So God sent down manna from the heaven. So they were living a life of, you know, complacency. Like they don't need to go fishing, they don't need to like chop down the woods. So they were not doing much. They don't need to do much.
神没有说要他们做很多东西。
God did not require them to work.
神只是让摩西把律法赐下来，就是你这样奉守我的律法，就会活着。
So God only sent down the laws to Moses, so asking them to follow those laws.
那你仔细看的话，就说以色列人怎么得罪神的？
So if you read closely, how did the Israelites offended God?
他们多做事情。
Because they did more than they required.
多说话。
They talked too much.
那神说你安息日呢，不要出去捡玛纳。我星期五必然给你双倍的玛纳。但是呢，有一个人他星期六一定要出去捡玛纳。
So God said, do not go collect the manna and the Sabbath day. But the person will go no matter what, because God said the day before he will give double portions. However, people will still go on the Sabbath day.
So 有一个人出去捡玛纳，放了律法被石头砸死。
So a person went on the Sabbath day to collect manna, so because so he was stoned to death.
按照律法是
according to the law, he has to be stoned to death.
现在你不要想为什么神那么凶啊，这个不要想，就按照律法，当时他已经被石头砸死了。
So do not think about how cruel God is, but according to the law, he has to be stoned to death.
他并不是因为没做事情，而是他不相信神的话。神说星期五我给你双份，星期六你休息睡觉。
So it is not because he worked.It is because he did not believe. Because God said, on Friday, I'm going to give you double portions, so that on Saturday, you just have to rest.
那今天我们好多事情问题的出现，并不是因为我们神的事情，我们是神让我们做什么重的事情啊，他没有让我们做什么重的事情。
So the things that are happening to us today is that God did not require us to do like very hard or heavy burden work.
神说你为你的丈夫，你为你太太做的祷告，我早已经听见了。
God said, I already heard your prayers that you made to your husband or to your wife.
也为你的孩子做的祷告，我已经听见了。
And the prayers that you made to your children, I have already heard.
你能不能放手？
Can you let go?
神啊，我背圣经的时候就说，神啊，我们要进入安息，神啊，我相信主啊，我相信，我相信。
When you try to memorize the verses and say, "Okay, God, I want to enter your rest. I believe, I believe."
看到这人的时候，他就不相信了，他一定要搞他。
But when they see the person explain to them, they person to unbelieve, you know, they want to, you know, change that person.
那所以呢，就是我们要接力进入安息，因为神知道我们软弱。接力是什么呢？我们要来到主耶稣的面前。
So that's why we need to make every effort in order to enter that rest. What does it mean? Is that we have to
come to Jesus.
Come to Jesus.
就是常常说，让他的主耶稣的宝血来洁净，让圣灵来充满。
So that we ask for the cleansing blood, and so that we can have the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面也是，就他一定要来献祭。为什么献祭啊？如果以色列人能守律法，就不用献祭了，对不对？
So same as in the Old Testament, they have to give sacrifices. If Israelites were able to follow all kind of laws, then they don't need to do the sacrifice.
为什么有献祭的这个系统？因为神非常的清楚，以色列人守不了律法，但是呢，他们需要守，那怎么样？要献祭。
So why do they still have to make sacrifices? Because God knows exactly what happened to the Israelites because they cannot fully submit. So that's why there is a system of sacrificing.
那刚才我就是讲到这个以色列人在旷野里面的情况，我再举一点例子，就是说他们没有事情做，这个米利安、亚东啊，他们是先知，对不对？最后看看摩西的老婆是黑人，他看着就不顺眼。摩西，你怎么娶个黑人呢？那有什么了不起的？我们也是先知，他们就开始，反叛摩西，对不对
？And so another thing about people in the desert is that when Miriam and Aaron saw Moses have a wife with a darker skin, so they start to, you know, criticize him and say, "Okay, we are also prophets too. Like, why are you marrying, like, you know?"
那最后呢，神就光叫米利安，让他长了大麻风7天。
So, God then sent down the leprosy on Miriam for 7 days.
那并不是米利安没做什么神要他做的事情，他多说了些话，对吧？多说话。
It is not because Miriam did the work that God did not require her to do. It's because she talked something. I mean, she's not supposed to do that. She spoke something that she wasn't supposed to.
还有一件事情最糟糕的，也是多做的事情。摩西在山上领受法宝，40天不下来，结果以色列人说什么？我们不知道摩西去哪里了，我们来做个金牛犊。
So, and also something they did more than God required them is that when Moses was on the holy mountain receiving the Ten Commandments, for 40 days he did not come down. So the Israelites say, okay, I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened to Moses. Let's make a gold calf to worship.
那时候他们这个奉献的精神呢非常好，把金子、银子、耳环都拿出来以后，摩西、亚伦给他做一个金牛，就说。哎呀，这就是带领我们出埃及的神呐、啊！我们来敬拜他。
Back then, they really know how to give for the war, so they just took down all their golden rings and golden earrings and rings, and then they gave it to Aaron to make a golden calf in order to worship, saying that, "Oh, this is the God who led us out of Egypt."
但是摩西从山上下来，看到这个事情的时候呢，非常的生气。最后把法宝也摔破了。
So when Moses came down, when he saw this, he was furious, and he even broke down the stone commandments.
那个时候，营里面产生了瘟疫。
And also a plague went on in the camp.
那必须要通过流血来止息。
And it has to be stopped by shedding blood.
那所以像这些事情呢，都是以色列人，就是。不信，因着不信，不是因着不做。
So all of these is was because their unbelief, not because of their undoings.
那讲到这个做呢，其实做也很重要。做是从信心里面出来的做。
So when I talk about the doings, it is also important as well because the doings has to come from your faith.
就是那个安息日出去捡马的人，他应该做什么呢？信心里面出来就是。他那天休息，这就是他要做的。
So for the person who collect manna on the Sabbath day, what he should do was to rest.
对米利安来讲呢，他要做的呢，就他闭上他的嘴。
So for Miriam, the thing for her to do was to shut up.
摩西辛辛苦苦在主的面前带领，摩西也从来没贬低过他，非常的认可他。他们为什么要回望摩西呢？说那么多话干什么？
So Moses was faithful in all God's house, and he was humble, and he respected them. Why they were saying things about to Moses?
以色列人当时做金牛犊，这个神没有要他学生，说你要等候摩西下山，对不对？
So when the Israelites building the golden calf, God did not ask them to do it. They just God only asked them to wait until Moses came down.
他们等不了。
However, they have no patience.
那第一个呢是降不住，那个亚西列人降不住。
So first of all, for the man on the Sabbath day, he was restless.
第二个呢，那个米利亚呢是管不住嘴。
So for Miriam, she lost control of her speech.
那些做金牛犊的人等不了。
So for those who build the golden calf, they was not able to wait.
那这也是我们今天我们的信仰的路上常常发生的。
These are the things that happen on our spiritual journey as well.
想不住。
We are restless. We cannot control our speech.
挡不了。
We cannot wait.
但是神在信心里面出来的东西呢，就是你要想的时候你要想得住。
So but out of faith, on the day that you should rest, you should rest.
你不该讲的话不要讲。
So do not speak those things that you are not supposed to speak.
前一段时间我们分享到圣经里面有一句话，耶稣讲的，是就是，不是就不是，多说一句就出自撒旦。
So last time we a few weeks ago we shared about these verses. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Everything else comes from the evil ones.
那多说一句干什么？
Why do you have to say one sentence more?
少说一句会少了肉吗？掉了肉吗？
So will you like, you know, like
lack
of
a
part of yourself if you speak less?
Moses in the
sand
said, "Why
do you
want
to bring
those stones
out?
Those stones
cannot do anything else." So when Moses asked them to wait, how come they cannot, you know, like hold on to those gold? You know, like they can use the gold.
Why do they have to build a golden calf to
worship? So why do they have to build a golden calf to worship?
那这些我们就知道了，我们在灵里面知道这个要认得撒旦的诡计。
So in our spirit, we need to recognize the work of the evil ones.
撒旦的诡计好多是让我们降不住。
So for Satan, a lot of time they will make you restless.
啊，多说话。
Make you talk more.
等不了。
It will make you, you know, like a patient, you cannot wait.
但是神的做法是相反的，就是信心里面等候安息。
However, God's word is different. Is that in faith you will rest, you will wait.
那有时候我们不能安息，也得安息。
Sometimes you
不相信，也得信，也做不了什么。
Sometimes you feel that you are restless, still you have to enter into the rest. If you sometimes you don't feel you can believe, still you have to choose to believe.
昨天我看了一下那个手里的日记，就是，哎呀，那个姐妹，我记得十多年那种症状，我们陪同她症状。就说哇，那你也不知道怎么办，对不对？你不知道怎么办，但是呢，那种在主的面前，就是说一种借力进入安息，就是说借力，就是叫呼求主的名。
So yesterday when I read through the spiritual journal about that sister, about her years of struggle in the Lord, so with us, we don't know what to do with her, but you can see that we are making every effort into.
You know,
to enter into God's rest.
但是你说这里说，既然我们也没什么做，我们就随便做吧，不是这样的，要借力进入安息。
So you will say, okay, there's nothing to do, then let's not do anything. But here it says you need to make an effort.
怎么样借力呢？
How do you make an effort?
大家要知道，进入安息是非常重要。
You have to know it is important for you to enter into the rest.
人们来到这个世界上，不是劳作。完了挣钱就死亡了。
So when people came to this world not only to work and earn money and die.
神要让我们进入他的安息。
God wants us to enter into His rest.
那就是说在他那里去享受，这里讲到享受他给我们创造的一切的丰富。
So He wants us to enjoy. Here it says
但是这里需要我们要借力 make an effort 借力
but we need to make an effort in order to do that
怎么借力
how do you make an effort
那有些东西我们必须有认识的比如说在这个十二节讲到呢他说神的道所活泼的是有功效的比一切连刃的剑更快胜似灵与魂骨与气骨髓都能刺入刨开但心中的一念和主意都能变并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显的原来万物在他在那与我们有关系的主跟前都是赤裸的敞开
But also there are things we need to take note of Here it says verse 12 It says for the word of God is living and active And is sharper than any double-edged sword It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit joint and marrow It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him, who we must give account.
那这段圣经出现在这个安息里面，我们怎么样去，上下怎么样去读它
？So here, it is in the phases of rest. How do you understand these two verses here?
这个就是神就是在讲的，你的所做的一切，你的信心的软弱。你所拥有的一切，你什么东西能做不能做，将来能做不能做，他都非常的清楚。
So here means that your faith and the things that you can do or you cannot do in the future, your thoughts, everything he knows, he knows is laid bare before his eyes.
所以我们来到他的面前，我们的态度非常重要。
So our attitude to come before him is very
态度就是什么？我真的愿意相信，我向你敞开，这个是非常重要的。
So your attitude should be God and believing in you.
啊，这里讲道理，不敞开也是敞开的，为什么呢？一切都在神的面前是敞开的。
So here it says, even if you try to hide yourself from Him, it's no use because everything lays bare in front of Him.
讲到这个敞开啊，我就是真的感谢神。我们这个环境里面，我继续鼓励弟兄姐妹呢，在灵里面、圣灵里面来造就。我去回忆那些属灵的东西，就是敞开的。你要走的路都是敞开的。那些弟兄姐妹看到关于我的印象，那时候只是写下来，后来发现回过去看，都是敞开的。
So here
it
says, uncover there. So I want to remind you that when I read through my spiritual journals, the things that people see.About our church, or about me myself, the prophecies and the visions, everything is laid open.
有一个姐妹看到一个印象，那是2003-04年，我和神母的印象。她看到一个，这一个塞子，这一个塞子织出来一个164。
塞子？
就织那个就是那个 dice。
哦哦。
是叫什么小塞子？
dice。So I was reading the spiritual journal in 2003. So a sister saw a vision about myself and my wife, and there was a dice was rolled in the air, and the three number was drawn from the dice, which was 164.
就是一路要死，一路要死，你们的见证一路要向死即死。
So the word 164 in Chinese.Sounds like you know. Sounds like on your journey, you have to always die to yourself.
那这个其实就是进入安息很重要的一个方法。但是呢，我们不明白，好多时候我们会经历很多的痛苦。
So it is actually a way for us into our rest, even though it's very hard, and sometimes we do not understand.
那有时候真的这种痛苦的挣扎里面呢，我们想把自己放下，但是不知道怎么放下，所以我们需要耶稣。
So and on this struggle, sometimes we wanna submit. However, we just cannot do it. We have to submit to the. We have to ask for Jesus in order to submit to the Lord.
但是呢，我们一直要知道，神的意念呢，就是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。他是要让我们进入安息。
We have to know that God's thought is give us a hope and a peace for the future, not to harm us.
但你真的就说。按照神的去做，愿意去做的时候，神会加给你。当我们放下自己的时候，真的就进入安息。
And when we were willing to lay down ourselves, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we were able to enter into a rest.
那所以呢，就是我们来到主的面前，这个切力进入呢，就是要来到主的面前。
So we have to come before the Lord to make every effort in order to enter into His rest.
几点钟？
现在11:07。
10:07啊，就说，你说来到主的面前需要切力吗
？So do you need to come and make an effort in order to come before the Lord？
我不知道弟兄姐妹怎么只回答这个问题。
Yes。
你觉得需要戒律吗
Do you think you need to make an effort in order to come before the Lord? I will say yes.
是的，其实呢，好多的东西会让我们去拉开，让我们离开主。
There are a lot of things will try to pull us away from the Lord.
那下一次呢，我会讲这个撒旦的试探，从各个层面，撒旦会来试探。
Next week, I'm going to talk about, you know, temptations from the Satan.
基本的层面就是吃饭的层面。
So, on a very basic level is, you know, like a food.
第二个层面呢，是被社会接纳的层面。
The second level will be the acceptance from others from the society.
第三个层面呢，就是人的成功的层面。
And the third level will be, humans, like success.
那所以这些层面呢，撒旦都会来试探我们。
So on all these levels, God, Satan is always going to tempt us.
那如果我们不按照神的方法呢，就不会进入问题，会越来越很多的问题会出来。
If we do not rely on God, there will be many, many problems going to come into our lives.
那有人把这个三个呢叫做三 G。
三 G。
三
个。
Three G。
Three G。
Three G, five G。
Oh, 3G. Okay, so some people call this 3G.
Gold.
Gold.
Girls.
Girls.
And glory.
Glory. Okay. 金钱，女人，
美女，
美女，对，还有荣耀，
荣耀，
荣耀。
那，所以就是任何时候呢，撒旦都会来让我们要离开神。
So in every week.Satan will always come in order to break us from the Lord.
你如果读到马太福音第24章，见到末世的时候呢，说倘若能行，选民也会被迷惑，就是说被拣选的人，撒旦都要迷惑他，一定要想办法来迷惑他。
So if you read Matthew 24, it says about the end times.So if it is possible, even the believers, the chosen ones will be led astray.
就是撒旦是先进办法，甚至那些被神亲手拣选的，他都要把他那个迷惑了。
So Satan is going to come in every way in order to, you know, like, lead us astray from the Lord, including those who are chosen by the Lord.
在圣经里面就说，当时耶稣在为彼得。对话的时候，上十字架之前呢，说了一段话，就是、说：“彼得，彼得，撒旦塞你们，就像塞麦子一样。但是我已经为你们做了祈祷，你回过头来要兼顾你的弟兄。”
So, before Jesus was put onto the cross, Jesus said to Peter and also his disciple, saying that, "Peter, Peter, that the Satan is going to shift your faith like the
safety."
Safety
like a safety weight.
Wait. However, I have prayed for you, so when you turn back, go and encourage all your brothers.
就是包括彼得，耶稣都告诉他，撒旦要塞麦子一样塞。
So including Peter, Jesus told him that Satan is going to shift him like the wheat.
那你知道塞麦子的时候呢？我们小时候用那个筛子，就是麦子里面有很多小石头。大石头，所以你用一个骰子呢，上面有很多的孔，就这样骰的时候呢，那个石头小石头就像掉下去，麦子就在上面。
So this is how you sift some of the sift the wheat. You put the wheat on it, and then you just shake, and small rocks will fall to the bottom, and what you have left is the wheat.
再用一个大骰子，那个窟窿眼呢很大，比那个 麦子要大一些，结果麦子就下去了，完了以后呢，上面的大石头就会塞塞在上面。
After that, you will also go through another bigger 东西。Yeah, so to shake it again, and this time the wheat will drop and the big rocks will stay on the top.
那所以就是说，撒旦呢就想得着你，意思是什么？让你从那个洞里面掉到他需要的地方去。
So what it means is that Satan wants you to sift you so that you will go to where he wants you to go.
那当时呢，耶稣说：“我已经为你祈祷。”
Jesus said, "I have already prayed for you."
他并没有说你不会跌倒，他说你回过头来要坚固你的地区。
But he didn't say that you will not sin. He said, "When you return, go back to your brothers and encourage them."
那当然，我们知道有一个耶稣，一个门徒犹大呢，就没有回头。
So, but also, of course, we know about Judas. He did not return.
啊，这个犹大难道他怎么样？我们今天不去再讨论那么多。但是呢，我们真的信的人呢，向神敞开的人呢，跟神立约的人呢，神必然会来保守。
So we are not going to talk about Judas today, but those who believe in the Lord God is going to help us and help us return.
那所以这个地方呢，我们要借力，借力就是说，我们要努力的来亲近神。
So here we need to make an effort to enter into His rest.
那旧约里面有一个借力进入安息的一个例子，就是雅各为什么摔跤？
So there is an example in the Old Testament about entering into that rest is when Jacob wrestling with the Lord.
那这个雅各呢，他非常非常的想得到神的祝福。
So Jacob wants to receive the blessing from the Lord.
他非常的聪明。
And he was smart.
但是呢，他的做法上面呢，各方面呢，那手段比较下流。
But however, his ways are quite, you know, like his ways are not very nice.
但是呢，他看重神这件事情呢，神就看重了他。
But because he treat God seriously, for this matter, God, you know, think well of him.
那但是呢，他在整个过程里面呢，遇到的这些事情，他做的方法，并不是神的方法。
However, doing all his life, the way that he treat other people, you know, the way that he gain the blessing from the Lord is not God's way.
但是呢，因为他愿意依靠他爷爷的神、爸爸的神呢，神就看顾他。
But because he want to rely on his grandfather's God, his father's God, so God was willing to help him.
所以在这个他年轻的时候啊，一有什么事情都爷爷的神呐、啊，我爸爸的神呐、啊。
So when he was young and when he needs in troubles, he would say, "Oh, my grandfather's God, my father's God."
哦，你如果平平稳稳带我回家，我就怎么样怎么样。
If you lead me to safety back home, then I will do this and do that to you.
上次我讲了十一奉献，就是他跟我要把十分之一，一切十分之一都献给你啊。
So last time I talked about tithes and the tithes on the offerings, I talked about him as well because it was him saying that if you lead me back to safety, I will give you tenth of everything.
但是呢，他不得进入安息，好长一段时间不能进入安息。
For a long period of time, he was not able to enter into his rest.
他偷了他哥哥的祝福，长子的名分以后呢，他哥哥想要杀他，他就逃跑啊，跑到他舅舅那里。
So he tricked his older brother in order to gain the old brother's identity. So after that, his brother started chasing him, so he had to run away.
你说他有安息吗？
Do you think he has the rest?
到伯特利的时候，枕着石头睡觉。
When he was in Bethel, he had to sleep on the rock.
但是也很特别，神就在那里向他显现。哦，他说这是神的家，就叫做伯特利。
So, but however, God was amazed, showed himself to him. So when he woke up, he said, "Oh, this is God's house." So the place was called Bethel.
那今天我们好多人也像雅各一样，好多时候呢，想要抓住神的祝福。 是聪明人，这他是能做聪明人。
So today we a lot of people like Jacob wants to receive God's blessing, and hold on to God's blessing.
但是呢，有点过分聪明，所以呢就不能安息。
But because they are over smart, they were not able to enter into.
所以雅各也呢，他拖累了，就跑了，跑到舅舅那边去了。
So Jacob had to run away to his uncle.
他一看那舅舅，挺棒，挺好。他这个小女儿很漂亮。
So when he see his uncle has a beautiful daughter, he thought, you know, like, oh, nice, he want to stay.
啊，他就说，我为你工作七年，为这个小女儿拉钱。
So he said, okay, I will work for Rachel, the younger daughter, for you for 7 years.
他说那七年呢，就像一日一样，很快就过去，因为这个爱情啊。
And it says the 7 years fell like just like a day because of love.
也许那七年他是有安息，心里有安息，虽然外面很苦，七年放眼为这个未来的岳父放眼了，看他心里是有挺高兴的。
Or maybe he did have some rest, or maybe his heart was happy back then during those 7 years. He was, you know, like looking after the sheep. He was a shepherd for his uncle.
但是东方花烛夜的时候呢？第二天早上起来，这么一看，不是拉姐，是莉亚这个老大吗？不漂亮的那个老大。
However, on the wedding day, and after the wedding night, he woke up and realized, oh, that was not Rachel he married. It was Leah, the older daughter, the ugly one. He was given into marriage.
结果呢，他发现他的这个岳父呢很伪造，比他还伪造，骗了他。
Then he realized.His uncle deceived him, and gave, you know,
like, he's more deceitful than himself.
He realized his uncle is more deceitful than himself. Yes.
他岳父说呢，我们这个没有规矩，大的不出嫁，小的我就两个都给你。
His uncle, his father-in-law, now his father-in-law said, okay, here is not our custom to give the younger one.Without first marrying the old one, so that's why I'm giving you both.
是不是雅各就占便宜了呢？
So did Jacob, you know, like,
gained? 那后来呢，更不能安息。他的岳父说呢，你再给我工作七年。
However, he did not enter into his rest because his father-in-law said, "You have to work for another 7 years."
那就工作了14年。
So in total, he worked for 14 years.
后来又为他自己的产业又工作了这个6年，就是20年，为他的岳父工作。
So and also after that he worked for another 6 years, in total of 20 years for his father-in-law.
娶了两个太太呢，没安息。
So he had 2 wives, but he had not rest.
我相信娶两个太太。很难有安息。
I believe it is very hard if you marry two women.
娶一个都好，都说不安息，快两个。
It is unable to rest even if you have only one. And how much like more rest you can get if you marry two?
但事实上，雅各真的没安息。
So indeed, he did not have the rest.
但老大和老二呢？这个莉亚和拉姐争风吃醋。
So Leah and Rachel, they always, you know, jealous of each other.
有一天晚上，他回工作完了回家睡觉的时候呢，他本来要去拉姐那边。莉亚说：“我已经把他买下了，今天你要到我这里来。
”So one day that he was supposed to go to Rachel's house to spend the night, and Leah came and said, "No, I already paid you for the night." So you have to stay.
很多的麻烦的事情。
So there's a lot of, you know, like troublesome stuff going on.
最后神呢也要祝福他，各方面也祝福他，给他12个儿子、1个女儿、2个老婆，很多的财产。
But however, God still blessed him. He gave him 2 wives, 12 sons, 1 daughter, and also a lot of towns and cattle and sheep.
但是后来在这个回家的路上，他就告诉他的岳父：“我要回家了。”
So on his way home, he told his father-in-law, "Said, okay, I'm going home."
但是呢，在回家的路上，他一想到他要面对他的哥哥，回老家就要面对他的哥哥以扫，他就害怕。
So, but when he thought about, you know, facing his older brothers, he was scared.
因为他哥哥的那个旧账号没跟他说。
Because you know they have another the thing that they have the identity thing that he has to deal with.
所以他听到他的哥哥带着人马来迎接他的时候，他感到非常非常的害怕。
So when he heard his older brother is coming to see him with you know like a big army of people with peoples with troops, he was scared.
你看，在他的岳父那边，他没安息。为什么他要离开呢？他说：“我为你劳苦这么多年，啊，他那里多生气。他说我一直为你这个风餐露宿啊，为你劳苦这么多年，一直欺压我，欺压我，欺压我，你该放我走了。”
So in with his father-in-law, he was not able to rest because if you read the Bible, you will see that what the things that he told his father-in-law say, okay, for all these years I worked for you, I worked hard, I wasn't able to sleep, you know, in the winter night, and you've been, you know, like tricking, deceiving me.
Oppressing.
Oppressing, yeah.
哎呀，很生气，他说不是我爷爷的生意，夜里面这病你还要吃药。
He was really angry, and he said, it was because of my grandfather's God that rebuked you in your dream, otherwise he would still, you know, like, oppress me more.
所以那神父说他同在，就是那带出来带回老家，回老家在路上就显得就不能安息，面对他的哥哥，哦，我的天哪，这个更大的麻烦来了。
God actually did look after him, but when he had to go back and face his own older brothers,And he wasn't able to rest again because, you know, like he stole the identity from his older brother.
那这里就要进入一个正题，他就要借力进入安息。
Now we have to talk about this, how he made the effort in order to enter his rest.
他用尽了他一切的聪明，把这个队伍呢分成两队。他说扫，这个以扫如果来击杀这一队，拿解这一队呢，利亚那一队可以存活。他来击杀利亚那边呢，拿杰这一队可以存活，拿杰和约瑟在一起，利亚和他的那几个儿子在一起。
So he divided his household into two groups. So thinking that okay, his brother is going to take down the Leah's group, then maybe Rachel's can survive. Or if they take down the Rachel's group, then maybe Leah can survive.
他自己呢就躲在队伍的最后面。
And he himself.At the end of the line.
但是圣经上没有写他为什么在最后面，但是我这是我的想法，就是他呢，他想两队都杀了，我很可以逃跑。
So the Bible didn't explain why he was at the end of the line. So my thinking is that he was thinking, okay, if both groups got killed, I myself can still escape.
因为他过去的历史上就擅长于第一个是擅长于骗，第二个擅长于逃。
So because in his personal history, you can see he's very good at two things. One is to deceive, second is to, you know, run.
但是呢，那个时候他账算不过来，这个算盘打的时候打不清楚。如果他逃了，儿子、女儿、两个太太都死了，他有什么意思呢？
However, he was not able to make the calculations. If...Both his wife died or the sons and daughters died. So, like, what's its use for him to still survive?
如果这一对利亚和那几个儿子死了，另一对剩下，他就幸福吗？或者是反过来，他就幸福吗？
So will he have the happiness if one of the girl was his sons or the other girl was his daughters died? Then will he have any rest?
他往回逃又不行，因为他跟他的岳父已经立约了，说你不能过到这边来，我也不过到你的那边去。
And he cannot turn back as well because he has already made a covenant with his father-in-law, saying that okay, I will not enter your boundary, and you should not enter my boundary.
所以那个时候他就开始与神摔跤。
So that time he had to wrestle with the Lord.
这个就是借力进入安息，他就呼求主的名，直到天亮。
So this is how he made his effort into entering into his rest.
那圣经上讲呢，有个神的使者就来跟他摔跤，摔跤就是交力，两个人就你死我打，你死我打，
so,
不放过一个，不放过另一个。
So the Bible says God sent down a messenger, to wrestle with him. Right, to wrestle meaning that, you know, to fight with each other.
那这个过程里面呢，就是有一些很有意思的事情。就是第一个呢，他就是你一定要祝福我，一定要祝福我，一定要祝福我，不祝福我不让你走。
So there are things very interesting about this passage is that he asked the messengers to bless him. To bless him. If he did not bless him, he would not let the messenger go.
这是他第一个做的事情，就是说紧紧地抓住神。
So that's the first thing he did. He just holding on to God, grabbing God.
我们今天要做的也是这样，要紧紧地抓住神。
So this is also what we should do. We should hold on tightly to God.
就是像雅各也说，神啊，你要祝福我，你不祝福我，我不让你走。
Just like Jacob saying to God, God bless me, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
啊，不要做什么那个叫什么，叫什么，就是不要做什么高尚的人。你说，神啊，你先祝福他，我不要，我不要。你说，神啊，你祝福我，祝福我，祝福我。这就是雅各做的事情。
So, do not try to be, you know, like a saint, you know, like, oh, God, you bless him, don't bless me, you don't need to bless me. No, do the things what Jacob did. Bless me, Lord, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
那种刚才我讲的那种什么看起来为别人的好处不为自己，那个不是圣经的教导，那不是圣经的教导。
So the example that I gave that, you know, like, only doing for other people's good, it is not a Bible teaching.
圣经上的就说，你自己要先做一个聪明人，先要爱自己，先要真正的爱自己，就是要抓住神。
So Bible says you have to first love yourself. You know, to love yourself meaning that you yourself have to hold on to the Lord.
好多人很自私，但是好想爱自己，但是不会爱自己，为什么？因为他抓了芝麻丢了西瓜。
So there are people seems that.They love themselves, however, they do not know how to truly love themselves because they were just holding on into a tiny sesame but losing the big watermelon.
你常常在这个中国的院就是你抓了不重要的东西把重要的丢掉。
So it's a Chinese saying that meaning that you only hold on to the things that are unnecessary, however, the things that are essential, you kind of let it go.
所以雅各在第一个事情呢，他无求主的。他知道这个人很特别，他就是脑子很清楚，他只有神能祝福他，所以他会投什么长子的名分啊，投他的哥哥的祝福，因为他知道只有神能祝福他，这个是一个非常聪明的做法。
So Jacob, even though he was deceitful, but he is a very smart person. He knew only God can bless him. He knew the blessings as a firstborn.So that's why he stole the identity of firstborn from his brothers because he knew that God is the one who blessed him.
我们好多的这个中国的道德呀，或者什么东西，跟圣经是不一样的。他的哥哥是一个非常憨厚的人，非常厚道的人，所以把长子的名分就给他了。
So,
在中国人看来。
So for us in our Chinese cultures, also a lot of our moral teachings are not from the Bible.So for his older brother Esau, it seems that he is a nice person. So in a Chinese understanding, cultural understanding, it seems that he was nice, but he stole his identity.
但是呢，圣经里面是讲了一句话：神啊，恨恶一个人。圣经里面神从来没有恨恶过，说是恨人子，神都是爱的，他恨恶一个人。
So in the Bible, there is a person that was hated by the Lord.And it was Esau. There was no other.
就是以扫，他说我恨以扫，爱雅各。
So it is Esau that he said he hates and he loves Jacob.
所以你现在就知道为什么好多人将来会进入审判，就是他选择了芝麻，丢掉了西瓜。
Then you will realize why people will go into facing judgment day is because a lot of time they choose.Sesame seed instead of the watermelon.
看起来很厚道，很那个，但是是一个傻瓜，因为他丢掉了祝福他的上帝，抓住了抓不住的东西。
Even though he seems like nice on the outside, however, he stole his identity, the blessing from the Lord, for something that is in vain.
你要知道，即使你的道德这些东西，也不能救你。 只有上帝才能救你。
Do you know that even your good moral, good actions, I mean, cannot save you? Only God can save you.
所以这个以扫的厚道呢，并没有迎来任何的赞赏，只称为圣经上上帝恨恶的一个人。
So, all his good ways of Esau did not become any blessing to him, but he was a person that is hated by the Lord.
因为一个人不懂得抓住真正的重要的东西。
Because he, the person did not understand what the thing that he should hold on to.
这是雅各做的第一件事情，他紧紧地抓住了。
So this is the first thing that Jacob did. He hold on tightly to the Lord.
第二件事情呢，那个天使说的，你叫什么名字？
So the second thing is that when the angel asked him, what is your name?
这个就是说，基督教我们为什么讲叫做认罪，就是承认自己的身份非常重要。
So in the Christian, we need to confess our sins. We need to know our sins.
就是 confess who we are.
Confess who we are.
那天使难道不知道他的名字吗？上帝难道不知道他的名字？他叫雅各吗？
So isn't that the angel already knew that his name is Jacob?
还需要再问他吗？
Why did he ask him again?
因为要从他自己的嘴里面，他要承认他是谁。
Because out of his own mouth, he has to confess who he truly is.
因为他一直带着以扫的祝福，他是带的是以扫的祝福，不是他自己的祝福。
Because he was always bringing the blessing from Esau, not himself.
So, 要说你的名字叫什么？
So the messenger asked, "What it is your name?"
他说，我的名字叫雅各。
And he said, "My name is Jacob."
雅各就是说这个名字的意思就是抓。
So Jacob meaning to, you know, like grab to hold on to something.
还有一个意思呢，人会解释说就是要骗。
Another meaning when you know when people try to define it is also to deceive.
所以你一讲到雅各圣经里面，就是这是一个比较不诚实的。
So if you want to talk about Jacob, so he's a person that is, you know, like, dishonest.
所以让他承认你是什么雅，我就要承认我是雅各，我叫雅各，我抓我骗，要承认你抓你骗。
So when he was asked about his name, he needs to confess that, oh, my name is to brag, my name is dishonest.
所以这个非常重要，对我们每一个在座的基督徒非常重要，不是我们的信心小是一个问题，不是我们不能进入安息是一个问题，也不是因为我们道德败坏是一个问题，而是我们必须要承认我们是谁。
So here is very important is to know that your lack of faith is not a problem, your unbelief is not a problem. What the problem is, you have to confess who you truly are.
就是你不是以扫，你是雅各啊，你是个骗子，你要承认你是个骗子。
So meaning that you are not Esau, you are Jacob, you are a deceiver. You need to confess who you are.
你抓就是拼命抓，拼命抓，跟人斗。你要承认你在抓，在跟人斗，不要说你是一个道德高尚的人。
So when you grab from other people, you need to confess that. Do not try to be, you know, like something you are not, you know, a saint.
不要说你是一个爱主的人。
Do not say that you are a person who love God.
所以他天使呢，那个时候把他逼到一个角落里面，他没有地方，他必须要承认他是谁。他说：“我叫雅各。”
So the angels push him into a place where he has nowhere to go, and he has to confess that who he is. He was Jacob.
他一承认的时候呢，天使就说要改名叫以色列。
So when he said that, the messenger said, "You need to change your name to Israel."
他说因为你跟神跟人摔跤不得胜。
He said because you wrestle with people, you wrestle with God, and you have overcome. You win.You want 是这样说的吗？
是问的。那他怎么跟人摔跤，跟神在摔跤能得胜呢
？So how did he win from, you know, wrestling with God and with people?
他明明就走在一个很长的一个道路上面，对不对？跟人摔跤得胜了吗？跟神摔跤，谁能摔过神吗
？So he was actually living in such a spirit because he wrestled with people and he wrestled with God. How, who can win the battle with God?
以色列这个名字呢，就是说是你遇上摔跤。他这个名字的意思其实就是遇上摔跤的人。
So the meaning of Israel is a person who wrestles with God.
但是那个时候天使说呢，你遇上摔跤也得胜。就今天呢，我把你从一个与人摔跤的人，天天与人争斗的人，变成一个与神来较力的人。
So the angel gave him this name. It's turning him from a person who wrestles with other people into a person who wrestles with God, and he overcome. He won the battle.
那神就说你得胜。God
said you win.
我们刚才说了，他怎么能得胜？胜过什么？飞脚转转脚能胜过什么？
So I asked you, like, how can he win with God? How can he wrestle and win with God?
但是当他这样去。 从他的嘴里面承认他的软弱，承认他是谁的时候，神就说你得胜了。
But from his own mouth, when he confessed who he is, and God said, "You have."
所以我们要借着进入安息的话非常重要，每一步呢，我们都要承认我们是谁。
So it is important for us to enter into his rest, and the key is to for every step we need to confess to him who we are.
那你如果软弱，你就在神的面前说：“神啊，我很软弱。”
So if you are weak, then come before him and say, "Okay, God, I'm weak."
啊，你如果不喜欢那个人，你在神的面前你就说：“神啊，我不喜欢他。”
If you don't like that person in God's presence, tell God that you do not like that person.
但是你不要在别人面前说你不喜欢他，你在神的面前说我不喜欢他。
But do not tell that to other people. Just tell God in God's presence.
你听我这个解释是不是不合圣经？
So if you hear what I say, do you think it's contradictory to the Bible teaching?
不是的，圣经上呢，你看摩西怎么祷告，大卫怎么祷告，就是摩西呢，他怎么祷告的？他说：“神啊，这些以色列人又不是我的儿子，你把他们放在我的肩膀上干什么？”
But if you go and read about Moses, about David, you will see why I'm saying that. Because when Moses pray to God, he said, God, these Israelites are not my children. Why do you put this burden on my shoulder?
他就在神父面前就抱怨他，他就说实话，你对我太苦了。他常常说神啊，你对我太苦。
So in God's presence, he just tell plainly the truth. He told him that, okay, you're treating me too harshly.
所以这是非常重要的，就是来到神父面前呢，你要。 按你的本相，好多人说你要按照本相来到神的面前。So
it is important to come before the Lord, with who you are, your true self.
当然，有的人说我祷告之前我先要洗一下脸，化妆纪念，也是很好。So
people say, okay, I have to go, you know, take a shower, you know, dress up nicely in order to face God. It is good too.
我哥哥，我记得刚信主的时候，他说明天他祷告很认真，他说我先要洗脸。 我要先要穿戴好，我要祷告。So
when my brother first became a believer, and this is what he told me that okay, I pray, but before I pray, I will go, you know, like clean my face, you know, dress up nicely in order for me to face God.
其实这些也是重要的，但是呢，就是更重要的是我们心里面对他的一个敞开。So
even though this may be important, but most important thing is to open up yourself to the Lord.
包括今天早晨也是，我在客厅里面我做一些事情，灵修啊，准备信息啊，结果他们出来以后呢，就跟我讲话，我说我到卧室去了，卧室去祷告去了。So
same as today, I was in the living room preparing the sermon, preparing to pray, and my family came and said they want to talk to me, and I said no, I have to go back to my room, I need to pray.
结果卧室里面我发现怎么被子都乱七八糟的，我又没时间整理，我又出来了。
So I went to my bedroom and say, oh, what a mess, you know, the bed is, you know, it's not done, and I say, oh, then I came out again.
其实好多时候我祷告不在乎这些东西，我知道神不看这些，但是有时候还是觉得，我知道神一定和我同在，我不能让他看那个乱七八糟的这些，就是我觉得不好意思，对不对？我说我出来，出来，我说客厅里面，我说我。 对着那个看我的圣经祷告。
So I think a lot of times I won't take notice of things like this, like similar to this. But however, I felt, you know, when I'm facing God, God is looking at me, and I don't want to show Him my mess. So then I moved to the living room again, you know, facing a different wall.
所以呢，就是一切都在神的面前是赤裸敞开的，这是第四章节。
So here Hebrews chapter 4 says everything is uncovered and laid bare before his eyes.
当时这个的雅各祷告完之后呢，天使就说你得胜了。
So when Jacob finished praying, the messenger said, "You won, you overcome."
但是呢，神也给他做了一个记号，就这个天使摸了他大腿的筋，他的大腿就瘸掉了。
And also, angel gave him a mark as well.The angel grabbed his inner thigh, and he became limp.
所以圣经上讲呢，从此以后以色列人不吃大腿筋膜的肉，因为他的先祖呢就是大腿被瘸掉。
So, so that's why the Israelites will not eat the meat from the inner thigh of the animal because their ancestor became limp.
那神做这样的事情呢，我觉着是为了保护他。
And I felt God did this in order to protect him.
你知道雅各过去在肉体里面最擅长的是什么吗？
Do you know what Jacob in his physical body what is good at?
他会跑，他很会跑。
He ran.
逃跑。
He ran really fast.
所以神就给他大腿摸，因为他跑不了。
So God touched his inner thigh so that he became limp. He was not able to run anymore.
我觉得我这个跟神。这个行走的过程，生毫不缩，就把我的大腿筋，我那个就瘸了，我瘸了好多地方。
So in my spiritual journey, I felt that a lot of times God touched my inner thigh and making me a limp. So in a lot of ways, I'm limp.
但是后来我真的感谢神，为什么呢？他为了保护我，我就全然的依靠他。
So, but in the end, I always give praise to Him because He did this in order to protect me.
因为我那个大腿的筋如果牵断的话，我会逃跑，那跑不了，只能依靠他。
Because if I'm strong, I will run away from him. But because I'm limp, then I have to rely on him.
是，我发现好多地方我都跑不了，跑不了。
A lot of ways I just cannot run away from.
所以神就让我就说，我就经历他，经历他。
So I just you continue to experience him.
所以这里讲的很重要的这个信息呢，在最后这一段，就是说，第四章十四节到十六节，我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是他的儿子耶稣，便当吃定所承认的道，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾当时受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到神的宝座面前，必要得连续。蒙会做随时的帮助。
So here, chapter 4, verse 14, it says, Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence.That we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
那讲到大祭司的时候呢，为什么之前讲到是大祭司呢？就是他为我们的罪献上了祭。
So why do we talk about the high priest? Because our sins, he has already given the sacrifice.
所以这个讲的时候，大家要明白，他说因为有这样一位大祭司升入了高天呢，便要赤地所承。就是说没有这位大祭司的话，弟兄姐妹，你是很难吃定你的道的。但有了这位大祭司，你就要吃定你的道。
So here it says, because we have the high priest, then it helps us. Then we can hold on firmly to the faith that we profess. Without him, we will not hold on to our faith.
也就是说，当你软弱的时候，你知道耶稣已经为你献祭了。
So when you are weak, you have to know that Jesus has already given up the sacrifice.
当你就是因着软弱犯罪的时候，你知道耶稣已经为你献祭。
So when you your sin, in your weakness, you have to know that Jesus has already given the sacrifice.
所以吃定这个道就是说，神啊，我来了，我抗战无惧的来了，我还是你的儿女。
So hold on to the faith, meaning that, Lord, here I come. I am still your child.
那这就是雅各所做的事情。
So this is what Jacob has done.
为什么生喜爱雅各？
Why did Jesus, why did God love, Jacob?
看他的道的心里啊，年轻时候不怎么样，但是上帝说，因为他赤定所显现的道。
Even though the things that he did when he was young, then the God still loved him because he hold on to his faith.
所以某种意义上讲，他明白神的怜悯。
So, you can say that he understand God's mercy.
或者说他明白耶稣的十字架。
Or else you can say he understood Jesus Christ.
那圣经上讲旧约里面人得救也是因为耶稣啊。
So the Bible in the Old Testament says everyone who was saved because of Jesus Christ.
他们从历史的另一头呢看到了十字架。
So from the other end of the history, they see into future to see the cross on the for Jesus.
所以呢，就说他能够来抓住神，他能够坦然无惧的来到。这里面讲到一个坦然无惧是非常重要的，这是我们得胜的法宝，就是来到神的面前要坦然无惧。
So here it says we need to approach the throne of grace with confidence. So in Chinese meaning that you have no fear when you come before the Lord.
而且这里讲到呢，就是他体恤我们的软弱，啊，他自己也受过试探。与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
And here he says he was able to sympathize with our weaknesses, even though he was tempted by him, was without sin.
耶稣作为人的时候呢，他受过各种各样的试探，他知道我们会有什么样的试探，我们会有金钱的试探，啊，这个刚才讲的什么，色的试探，会有这个 glory 这个荣耀的试探。
So Jesus, just like us, he was tempted. So he was tempted on the basis of what I said earlier about, you know, food and also about, you know, like social status and also on success.
但是呢，圣经里面讲的就是他已经胜过了，这条路已经通了。
But Bible says he has already overcome and the way is clear.
所以呢，我们可以坦然无惧。
So that's why we can come before him with no fear.
这是非常的，他说的随时都会得到什么连续恩惠。
And he says that he, we can receive help anytime when we are in need.
所以我们不断的这样，我们要进入安息。
So we need to continue in entering to his rest.
我们一个一个的试探都要胜过。
So we can overcome like one after one the temptations.
一个一个的进入，就是一步一步的进入安息。
So we step by step will enter into his rest.
也做个小小的见证结束。
So I want to give a testimony before we close.
就是看到神呢，真的在看顾我们，不用担心。
So we'll see that God is actually looking over us, and we do not need to fear.
最近我在做一些装修啊，我就有订一些货款，是十二月初要来的，但是因为这阿布斯特的这个发大水啊这些东西。这下来不了了。
So, I need to do some renovations. So I ordered some parts, because the flooding in Abbotsford, and they say, okay, oh, I will not able to get the parts on time.
但我知道这些事情呢，神有他的美，在他的手里。
But I know all of these things, God has His good purpose. Everything is will come, with good intention.
我本来的计划是在圣诞节前要做一些事情。
So my plan was to finish everything before Christmas.
但是我想做不完，是因为他的美，我好好过圣诞节就好了。
And I thought that maybe God has better plan for us.
我真的没有担心，我一点没有担心。
And I was not worried.
结果店里面的人给我打电话来，他说你的东西呢，有一部分只能一月份到。
I received a phone call from the shop saying that, your supplies, you can only get it, but part of it you can get by January.
那这是我预料之中，因为好多东西是不能预期到的。
And this is within my expectation.
但是他说我们有另外一些产品呢， 是可以做代替的，而且质量比那个更好，你要不要？
However, he said we have something that can be different but can do even better. Do you want those parts instead?
后来我说你是不是要给我加钱呢？
And I asked him, is it the price gonna be more?
因为它的质量更好。
Since you said the quality is better?
他说不要，不要，我们就是把这个东西给你，让你按期能够拿到货。
And he said, no, we will not charge you anymore. I will just give you the parts so that you can finish your project on time.
而且他说你如果要的话，这所有的东西在预定的时间提前可以到。
And they also said, if you want it, everything can be arrived before the time.
那这件事情呢，我可以一直担心啊，一直去催他们，一直，但是我也可以采取一个态度，就是我站在教会时，我一点不担心。
So in this matter, like I can choose my attitude, I can worry, I can complain, but I can also give it to the Lord.
当然，这是一个小小的一个事情，是让我们经历，我们以后在更多的事情上都要来进入他的安息。
Just a small incident that how can we can experience God in the coming days, we can even experience more of the God's mercy in different ways.
我们就是要来坦然无惧地来到主圣的宝座面前。
So we just need to come before His throne with no fear.
好，我们来一起祷告，祷告完以后大家可以有些回应。
So let's pray, and after that we can share.
主啊，是的，我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你。
Yes, Lord, our Father in heaven, we thank you.
主啊，谢谢你，你的话语立定在天。
Thank you that your word established heaven and earth.
谢谢你，你要赐给我们安息。
Thank you that you want to give us the rest.
你在圣经里面马太福音十一章讲到，那劳苦当重担的人到我跟前来，我要让他得安息。
So in Matthew, you said, chapter 11, you said that those who worried and burdened, let them come before me. I will give them rest.
主啊，你来就是要赐平安。
You came to give us the peace.
主啊，你说你要把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
You say you will lead our feet into a path of peace.
主啊，但是好多时候没有感受到平安，没有感受到安息。
But a lot of times we cannot feel your peace, we cannot find rest.
但是通过你的话语，我们知道。我们要坦然无惧来到你的跟前。
But through your words, we know that we need to come before you with no fear.
承认我们的软弱。
To confess our weaknesses.
就像雅各一样，承认我们是谁，什么样的状况。
Just like Jacob, we want to confess who we truly are and confess our true self, our situation.
啊，也像他一样，紧紧地抓住你。你如果不祝福我，就不让你离开。
And just like him, we want to hold on firmly to you, that if you don't bless us, we will not let you go.
主啊，谢谢你，因着耶稣献了祭，我们的罪已经完全赦免。
Lord, thank you because Jesus have already paid the price.
所以我们可以坦然无惧来到你的跟前。
So that we can come before you without fear.
主啊，我们再次为弟兄姐妹祷告，我们自己祷告，你加给我们信心。
Once again, we pray for our brothers and sisters, pray for ourselves so that you can increase our faith.
让我们的信心和我们听见的道来交合。
So that our faith can be mixed with the words that we hear.
在方式上，我们都要进入安息。
So in every way, we will enter into your rest.
在我们的身体方面、心灵方面要进入安息。
So in our heart, in our spirit, in our spirit, we will enter into rest.
我们的家庭的。成员的关系，人际关系要进入安息。
So with our relationship with our family, our friends, we will enter into rest.
我们的财务要进入安息。
Our finance, we will enter into rest.
我们未来的状况、各种情况中，我们的心里要进入安息。
And our future and all the situation in our life, we will enter into your rest.
主啊，是的，主，愿你的按照你的话语来成就这事。
You accomplish according to your word.
用我们每一个人听了话，听到你的道，就产生信心。
So those who heard your words, you will become our faith.
不像以色列人一样，他听了以后没信心。
So we will not like the Israelites when they hear but they do not believe.
他们就不能进入安息。
So they was not able to enter into the rest.
我们却不一样，因着耶稣基督。主啊，你一直会帮助我们，加给我们信心。
But we will be different because of Jesus Christ. Help us with our faith.
主啊，是的，主，谢谢你。
Yes, Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.